And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is on his final stretches of his honeymoon. He'll be back next weekend. Corey Sandin standing in today and doing a great job as co-host of Let's Talk Hookup right here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have the one and only Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert here. He does all kinds of stuff in the travel insurance, and he's quite the fisherman, too. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary, they have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, this tropical air is just beautiful.
Does it make you want to go calico fishing?
It does. I just might be out there this afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think with this warmer air, the southern push from that hurricane, that we're going to get some warmer water. Those calicos are going to go back on
snap. Oh, yeah, along with the tuna coming up, too.
Yeah, tuna, yellowtail, Dorado. There's Dorado in the counts
now. It's a beautiful time of the year.
Oh, yeah, and we're headed into the latter stretches now, being the 16th of August, and then we have September, October. You heard Mike yesterday, November, December.
I know, his favorite time
coming,
of the year.
Man.
I like it.
It's all coming. We have the travel insurance expert in our studio here at the world headquarters, Bob Dawson. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Pete and Corey. It's great to be here. And, man, you're right. I just walk up here to the landing and into this office that has an ocean view of every boat sitting out here. And just the smell of the salt air just wants to make you go
fishing.
Makes
you want to go.
And there must be a lot of people fishing because that lot is packed full.
Yeah, indeed. Exactly. Well, it's the weekend, and fish are biting. So,
yeah.
Time to go fishing.
Time to go. I've had a couple of good trips. And
yeah,
last 6 weeks?
Yeah, you're talking about your Alejos Rocks trip.
Oh, that was awesome. On a Royal Star with a group called the Barking Spiders.
Oh, yeah, great group.
Yeah,
I've fished with them before.
Yeah, Pete was telling me he's fished with them. I'll tell you, this is really an experienced group. Some of these guys have been fishing together for 22 years. You know, some of the, like, I'm a newcomer. I've been trying to get on this trip for a long time. You know, I called Tracy. She goes, no, Bob, it's full. You know, finally this year I was able to get on it. And I got to tell you.
You were able to become a Barking Spider.
I'm a Barking Spider now. Man. Yeah, I tell you, though, these guys are so experienced. And, you know, Dave Patterson's the charter master of this. He's been doing it for so many years. Great fisherman. As a matter of fact, he was one of the four guys on the kite. We fished the last day of our eight-day trip at San Clemente. And he got, I think it was 148-pound bluefin
nice.
On the kite.
Nice.
So the first four guys that got up on that kite all caught between 140 and 150 bluefin. And we did have one guy that was soaking a sardine about 250 feet deep on a six-ounce sinker, and he picked up 131-pound bluefin.
Sweet.
But I tell you, we were at Lejos Rocks. We slaughtered the yellowtail. Limits,
wow.
You know, 15. I had six fish between 30 and 40 pounds.
Oh, that's
oh, nice ones.
Wow.
Oh, loved it. You know,
wow.
And then the other nine were like 18 to 29-pounders. I had three bluefin up to 45 pounds. I had two 30-pound wahoo and had three other hookups on wahoo. And, you know, those things are so hard to hook.
Early season for that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
good.
I tell you, it was... then I did catch one small yellowfin, probably a 20 to 25-pounder.
Nice.
You know, just to kind of add into the mix.
Sounds like a fantastic trip. And, and the experience, of course, on the Royal Star, it's always fantastic.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And, you know, in June, I went with my son. He's a paramedic in Las Vegas. And my daughter bought a trip for my son and I for my birthday. And we went out. I tell you, we had the best one full day of fishing ever. I mean, it was unreal on the Royal Star. So we were pretty happy.
Yeah,
you know.
I would say.
You know, I was talking to Tim just a couple of days ago, Tim Ekstrom, and, you know, they use all HEPA filters in their air conditioning
right.
systems. You know, they treat the filters with a hospital grade disinfectant,
yeah.
things like that. I mean, I feel it's pretty safe.
It's
I haven't gotten into any problems.
All the boats are taking such extreme measures to keep people safe.
Yeah.
Because it's their livelihood. They've got to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I feel very comfortable going on the boats. Yeah.
Oh, I do too. I just can't wait to go on my next trip.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking for. I have to wait till December to go on the Royal Star.
But, I'm going to definitely. I'm going in November on the 11th day.
That, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah, we have a fly down, fly back, let's talk hookup trip in 8-day. Actually, it's a ride down fly back. And
I'm going to have to call on the Royal Star. I'm going to have to call Tracy and find
see
out
if there's any
somebody cancels or something so I can slide in on that one.
It's a good group, no doubt about it. Well, hey, let's talk travel insurance. It's been an interesting year in the travel insurance
goodness.
Business, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I've got good news on this COVID-19 thing. So here's the latest good news on COVID-19. Okay, if you're insured and, you know, or your traveling companion contract or test positive for COVID-19, that allows automatic trip cancellation. You know, before it was like, hey, it's a pandemic, it's all excluded.
Yes.
So you're going to have coverage for that. And then even if you have a non-traveling family member listed that contracts a disease and they're hospitalized or they need your care, let's say it's your wife and you got to stay home to take care of the kids or whatever, that is automatic trip cancellation or trip interruption. And if you contract the COVID-19 while you're traveling, then we provide the emergency medical and the emergency medical transportation benefits up to the benefit limit on the policy. And that's usually either $100,000, a quarter million, or half a million for the Medevac benefits, and the medical benefits themselves are $25,000 or $50,000, depending on which plan you get. But they wouldn't, however, pay for the cost of a quarantine. So if you ended up somehow getting quarantined for 14 days somewhere, you're kind of on your own on that. But they will reimburse all prepaid expenses that you missed on your trip due to the illness. And that's under the trip interruption benefits.
Wow.
So there's 28 benefits that are available on a trip insurance policy. A lot of people think, it's just
now,
for if I have to cancel.
Now, is this part of the regular policy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So this kind of creates the scenario that people go, well, you know, what if I or one of my family members test? You go down to the boat, they take your temperature,
they send you home and you come down with COVID, you would be covered.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you're going to come down with something. Let's say you, because if you're, let's say your temperature is 103. I talked to a captain the other day, and he said, I had a guy try to get on the boat. He had 104 temperature, and then he left. He washed his face in cold water. He came back, and it was still 103.5. And he said, I don't know why the guy wanted to get on the boat, but we just would not let him on
no
the boat,
way.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, but it, let's say that you go down there and you got 102 temperature. There's obviously something wrong.
Yeah.
So just go to your doctor, get a note, say, hey, you know, you either got the flu or you got food poisoning or you got COVID or you got something. You just need some
and
proof
you
from
have
the doctor.
Coverage.
Yeah, and then you got coverage.
Wow.
So 100% on your trip reimbursement. So all of these plans are going to include your medical, your medevac, your baggage loss. And also, depending on your trip cancellation, you know, you could buy a plan for $1,000 in trip cancellation up to... Well, on per-trip plans, we go up to $150,000 per trip.
Okay.
You know, we always sell a few of those a year because of people that go on some of these world cruises, or they may go to Africa and all over the world on hunting trips that are quite expensive. So those are available. But the most popular plan we have, Pete and Corey, is that annual plan. I mean, you can buy one that covers 365 trips a year.
Wow.
From the date you start it. And it's only $275.
That's the plan
for the whole
I have.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, you got the next step up.
Yeah,
you got the 5,000.
Yeah.
It does have
and
more
so
benefits.
Okay. So what's the difference? Okay, you buy it. So the difference in cost, and so explain why you need, because I travel a lot.
Oh yeah.
That's why I wanted the upgraded policy.
Right.
So what's the difference between the $275
annual
and mm-hmm. and then the
yeah. Cost. So they got it goes from. A $3,000 plan for $275 a year, $5,000 for $500 a year, $7,500 trip cancellation for $620 a year, and then $10,000 is the max you can get, and that's $785 a year. But let's talk about the difference between the $3,000 plan, because the $5,000 and up all have the same benefits. And here's what the difference is. So on the $3,000 plan, you get $3,000 in trip cancellation benefits and $100,000 in medevac coverage,
okay.
And $25,000 in medical. Now, when you move up to a $5,000 or higher plan, then you get 2.5 times more of just about everything. So you're going to have $5,000 in trip cancellation, you're going to have $250,000 in medevac, and you're going to have $50,000 in medical costs. And then in addition to that, on those $5,000 plans, like if you buy, let's say, an airline flight and you use mileage points, then they will reimburse you for up to $500 to redeposit those points. The airlines typically charge $250
yeah.
bucks to put them back in your account.
Right.
So that plan will pay up to $500 for that.
Okay.
So that's another benefit. And all of the annual plans include rental car insurance, where they'll cover a rental car for damage, whether it's theft or you wreck it, up to $45,000 with a $0 deductible.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
It goes pretty deep. Wait
yeah,
a minute.
It does.
So if I rent a car in another country, is that covered?
It's covered. Now, it doesn't cover the liability. You know, it covers the car, though, any
car.
Damage to the car.
It doesn't cover Pete running over... Yeah, somebody's car.
Right?
If you run over, it doesn't cover the other person.
Right, just
covers
your car. Let's say it was stolen. You know,
yeah.
At least you got $45,000 in coverage on
yeah.
that. And even if you had an accident, a little fender bender, and it was a couple of grand, because you can't bend anything anymore for less than a couple of grand,
yeah.
you know, it'll pay up to $45,000 with a $0 deductible. So
you still want to buy the liability policy, don't you?
Yeah, and yeah. I would do it from, you know, some people, we have a lot of clients that live here in San Diego, Los Angeles, and they'll travel to Mexico on a regular
right.
basis. Maybe they have a place down there. Well, we just recommend an annual MexInsure plan, you know, and there's a lot of places that sell them. We offer it through MexInsure.
Sure.
And but you need to have that liability coverage for them because
from a Mexican company.
Yeah. Even though your policy, your U.S. policy, most of them say, look, we'll cover you for 50 miles when you cross an international border or maybe up to 75. Some say, look, we're not going to cover it at all. But even if you have one with coverage, I don't recommend that you depend on your U.S. policy. You get a Mexican insurance policy.
Is that true with if you buy one, say, from you or just whatever, can you cover a rental car, or do you have to buy that from the rental car company?
Well, the rental, if you had the trip insurance, the rental car is going to be covered for $45,000.
Yeah, but I mean the liability side.
The liability, that's where you need the MexInsure policy, because you can buy one for Well, different limits. Let's say from 100,000 up to a million.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like the most popular plan is probably 300,000 liability.
Sure.
And yeah, most people get that. They're pretty cheap, less than a couple hundred bucks on a yearly basis.
Okay.
So it's not going to kill you, but man, it'll keep you out of a lot of trouble if you're in a foreign country and have an accident.
There's so many entities here, and then here's the other side too. Is Dawson Insurance Services insures a lot of the sport boats too, right?
Yeah, but pretty much and most of them,
as well as my boat too.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, you too, Pete. Of course, we got to cover your sport fisher. You're always using it,
and that's the thing is you can cover. You have policies that'll cover older boats, and that's a key thing, right?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's tougher to get boat insurance now than it was even 6 or 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, a lot of that was from, you know, what's happened over the last couple of years, or I should say even 3 or 4 years, with all the storms on the East Coast, like in Florida, all the way up to Cape Hatteras, the Bahamas. A lot of these big international companies, like a lot of the ones we deal with, have suffered hundreds of million in losses from hurricanes, tornadoes, and just a lot of losses like that. So there's been several of the very largest carriers pulling out of the market, going, look, we're not insuring boats anymore. It's too risky. Now, here in San Diego, we got the best weather in the world. We don't run into weather-related incidents.
Right.
We don't have hurricanes, tornadoes, or anything like that. So fortunately, we've got a very good market, and I think overall it's been profitable for the insurance company to have the San Diego boats insured because there's no weather-related claims to speak of. You know, we'll have accidents. We'll have, you know, somebody backing in and breaks one of those concrete piers.
Right.
Those are all $17,000 to $25,000 to replace.
Wow.
And a boat only has to be moving about one knot, and it can take one of those out pretty quick.
Yeah. Bend it over.
It's gone. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But the main thing is with the boats, you know, the main concern, of course, is you need that passenger liability insurance coverage, and you need coverage on your boat. And these are all agreed value policies, meaning that they're guaranteed value. It's not like most of your automobile policies are actual cash value. You can get agreed value policies on, like, collector-type cars. If you said, look, I want it insured for $100,000, then they'll do it. Well, all the boat policies are that way. None of them are actual cash value. So if you got it insured for $3 million or $5 million or whatever, it's going to be covered for that amount if there was a total loss. And even if there's a partial loss, the cool thing about the companies we use, they have a 25% deductible every year you're claim-free. Usually we start out with a 1% deductible, and then the next year it's only 0.75% deductible, and it goes down to a zero if you don't have any claims for 4 years.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is good. That's good. And being able to insure the sport boats, there's a lot of little innuendos that happen there too, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we get involved in lots of claims. You know, some are little tiny claims.
Yeah.
Some are millions of dollars. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, we have a very low loss ratio, and I think the insurance company is very happy to have Dawson and Associates representing them for the San Diego and North area. I mean, we insure boats all the way up to San Francisco. But the main thing is that the loss ratios are very good. I tell you, these captains and crew that we have in San Diego, because this is the largest long-range fishing fleet in the world.
Sport fishing, period.
Yeah. I mean, they're so experienced. You know, it always cracks me up when I get on a trip. The guy doesn't want to listen to the crew members or the captain. He thinks because he's been on 50 trips, and I've been on over that he knows more than the crew or the captain. They do it every day of the year.
Exactly.
There's no way you're going to outthink them.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Just listen to them.
You've got to listen to them. Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Phones are already packed. They want to talk to Bob.
Yeah, so much to cover. There really is. Give us a shout, 833-288-0973. Not only insurance, but talking fishing. We're going to have a fun time ahead of us. One lucky winner today is going to win a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And
go fishing with Booger.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Totally
stoked.
He's starting to get them again, too.
He's
starting to fish the Coronado Islands starting, I believe, tomorrow.
Okay, I like it.
Passport required, but it's been biting. There's bluefin at the Coronado.
Seriously?
Yes. Yellowtail, bluefin. And so San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing is going to start running Coronado Islands trips, which is so much fun. The water cleaned up. Things are changing.
Shaping around.
Yeah.
Shaping for the better.
It's shaping for the better, for sure.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to learn more from Bob Dawson and insurance. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Land is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Bob Dawson in the house.
Yes, indeed. Dawson Insurance Services, travel insurance, boat insurance, the whole deal. He's a kind of a marine specialist here for
a lot of knowledge.
Fisherman specialist.
Yeah, a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, and Bob also gave us a hot tip during the break about Seaguar Gold Label. Tell us about your experience.
Oh, man. This is the first trip I've tried it on, but here's what I like about it. It's available in the gold label from 15 to 40 pounds.
Right.
But the nice thing is, and I fished my 30-pound outfit a lot, but the 30-pound in the gold label is actually smaller in diameter than the regular Seaguar 20-pound, and the 40-pound smaller than the 30-pound. So, I mean...
But it's strong.
It's strong, and it's really flexible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little more pliable.
Tie great knots.
Yeah, and it ties great knots. And I use a trilene. I love the trilene knot.
Yeah,
every knot contest I've seen, that's the one that wins it.
Yeah.
You know, unless you want to tie a double San Diego, and that's kind of a big, ugly knot.
Right.
You know, depending on the size line,
trilene, nice and stealthy.
Yeah. And it's strong.
Yeah.
It's really
strong. A little
strong.
Tricky to tie, but once you get it down, it's not
You know,
hard.
I finally got the secret on this. This was last year from Blake Wassano on the Royal Star.
The one and only Blake.
Oh, he's awesome. He's a man. You know, these crew members are strong. You know, Blake's about my size, right? But he can bench press 350 pounds.
He's an animal.
I mean, you don't want to mess around with a crew member or a captain.
You're going to be in trouble. Blake's an animal.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, here's the secret on this. So you tie your trilene knot, and then instead of trying to finesse it down, that's what I used to do, finesse it down so it just rolls down perfect. That's the wrong way to do it. Just yank it real hard.
Snap
and
it.
It's perfect. It just lays down right. The lines don't cross.
Yeah.
And I watched him tie it, and I go, let me look at that knot. You know, I use a magnifying glass anymore because I can't see some of the small line, but it was perfect. And I said, man, he said, just yank it real quick and it's perfect.
If you go to the Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel, you can watch Blake Wassano tie the trilene knot and use that technique. We have a video that I shot on the Royal Star a few years back of Blake tying that knot. So if you go to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, top right corner, you'll see all the links to our social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Those are the three that we use. And click on that YouTube Let's Talk Hookup channel and search for the trilene knot, and you'll see Blake tying that knot.
He's awesome.
What are the views on that one compared to the John Collins knot?
Well,
just out of curiosity.
Yeah, and John Collins knot, the views are extraordinary.
Right.
I mean, thousands, like tens and hundreds of thousands of views on that video. Yeah. Because we also have that John Collins knot, John Collins himself tying the John Collins knot on our YouTube channel.
I've watched that. It's really good.
It's a good one. Yeah. John's
the expert on it.
Yeah.
That by far has become my favorite knot for caliper fishing.
You like that one?
I do. A lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like it for everything. I'll tie it on 100-pound line. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I do is I put that tack glue, spelled TAC.
Yeah, that's good.
I put a drop of that on it. Now, the stuff has viscosity that's like water, so it'll really come out fast. But you can get probably a 3 or 4 ounce bottle for like $15. It'll probably last you a couple of years. Yeah. You only need one drop.
If you keep it in the refrigerator, it lasts a long time.
That's what I got to do. I've got mine double bagged in freezer baggies, and I know, but I'll put it in the refrigerator or freezer if it's going to work better.
It works.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I didn't know that.
Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to you, Bob, so let's jump into it.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Don. Don Cohn from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Bob, it's always interesting listening to you to talk about this side of the business. So my question for you is, would there be a difference in a policy that an angler would purchase if they were going to do, let's just say, 1 3-day versus if they were going to do a 3-day in September and then maybe a 10-day later in the fall?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times, because I talk to guys that they go, look, I only need trip insurance for one trip. I don't travel more than 100 miles away from home because that's when all the coverage goes into effect. I would recommend just get a one-trip coverage. And typically, now here's the price, just so that people get an idea. If you're like in the, let's say, 20 to 35 age range, you're probably talking on the cost at about 5% of your trip cost. So let's say you got a $3,000 trip, you're probably looking at $145 or $150 for a one-trip plan. And it does cover up to 30 days. But if you got another trip that's coming up and it's going to be a 10-day, and now you buy a separate policy for that, you could end up spending more money buying those two plans than buying the one annual plan for $275 that covers 200 or 365 trips a year.
But wouldn't that cover also maybe a trip with your wife you're going to go to?
Any kind of trip.
Right.
Worldwide.
Right.
Worldwide.
I mean, as long as you're 100 miles from home.
As long as you're 100 miles from home, it covers in the U.S. and worldwide. So you can go to Africa. You can go wherever you want to go.
So
you
why
go
wouldn't
fishing or hunting.
Why wouldn't you get that yearly plan then?
Well, I mean, tell you, most people do.
Yeah. So, and that's the same coverage that you buy. So you see on like a lot of the long-range boats have option to buy a policy to cover your plan. That's your policy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But what you're recommending to people is that if you're going to do more than one trip a year, buy the annual plan, and it's the same coverage?
Yeah, actually, it's better coverage because annual plans have the rental car coverage with them.
Oh,
you know, and the per trip plans don't. So there are differences between the two plans. But what I like to do is I like to just email the quotes to the client, and I go, look, I'm not going to call you back. We don't have time, but here you go. If it looks good, call us back and let us know.
Right.
We'll take care of it. But that way, they've got something in their hands they can look at. They can compare the differences. I mean, I send them just a short one-page write-up on the annual plan, the difference between all four of them, between the $3,000 and $10,000, the cost, the benefits. It's pretty simple. Then I send them the brochure, you know, and we guarantee the lowest prices on all these 122 plans we offer. But it depends. You know, I'll have clients that live here in San Diego, and they go, well, look, you know, most of my fishing is right out of San Diego. I'm not sure I'm going to be 100 miles from home. I do a lot of one-day trips. Well, then I'm going to go either to GeoBlue or HTH Worldwide because their policy covers as soon as you cross an international border. You don't have to be 100 miles from home. You know, you could, all you got to do is cross the border. So you live here in San Diego, you're probably 12 or 15 miles from the border. You're covered automatically.
So there's fish in the Coronado Islands, for instance.
Good example.
Yeah. I mean, that's only 16 miles from Point Loma, right?
Yeah.
But you'd be covered.
Yeah.
So that's a different policy than the annual policy.
Yes. Yeah. That's a per-trip plan. And because we have Global Rescue, MedJet Assist, HGH Worldwide, GeoBlue, Allianz, and Travel Guard. And Allianz is the same one. It's spelled like Alliance, but for whatever reason, they call it Allianz.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're based out of Spain.
It's the one you see everywhere.
Yeah.
The airlines sell the policy. So is that the same policy, like you go buy an airline ticket and it says, do you want travel insurance? It's the same policy, right?
Well, similar. The difference is, like, if you get a, let's say, airline or somebody like that, or let's say you have AAA and you book your trips through them and they offer Allianz policy, they don't offer annual plans.
Right.
So you have to be an insurance broker for that because you have to be licensed. Every plan that we sell is regulated by the Department of Insurance. So, and we don't get into those ones that don't do that. There's probably hundreds of plans out there, but if they're not regulated by the Department of Insurance, that number one means they're not going to have any medical insurance, because if they're going to have medical insurance on it, it's got to be regulated by the Department of Insurance in your state. So it depends on what the people want. I usually say, look, call me, tell me what you're doing. I'll send you some quotes. You look over it. If it looks good, you can let us know.
All right. Very
easy
good.
Enough.
Hey, there you go. And how do you get a hold of you?
Oh, best way, just call me directly on my cell phone, area code 619-990-3068. Or you can email me at info, like information, info at Dr. Insurer. It's spelled out as info at drinsure.com.
Dr. Insurer.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is DR Insurance.
Yeah, DR Insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't spell out doctor. It won't work. It won't come to me.
Yeah, drinsurance.com. Okay.
Yeah, just DR Insure. Don't make it insurance.
Yeah, insurance.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the website, Safari Global Travel.
SafariGlobalTravel.com, and that'll bring you right to us. And you can email us and say, hey, I got this trip. Send me a quote. You know, you don't even have to call.
Yeah.
You know, whatever works out good for you.
Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right.
Thanks,
let's
guys.
Talk to Yeah, no problem at all, Don. Thank you. Let's talk to Doug. Doug Cohn from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Cricket this morning.
Yeah, I was wondering if somebody makes a claim on the insurance, like see you wreck the boat or whatever, does the insurance policy go up again the following year?
Now, are you talking about vessel insurance or travel insurance or what?
I guess vessel.
On vessel insurance. No, it depends. I've had some pretty big claims on vessels that just happened just because, you know, so many people going out. And they seem to be renewed. Now, if you're coming to us as new business and you have a bunch of claims, I can tell you, it's going to get expensive and it's going to be hard to find the coverage at what I call a reasonable price. And by a reasonable, well, I just got a quote yesterday. It was Friday. From one company, $81,000 on a $3 million boat. That is, like, super high.
Yeah.
and then I had another quote. The best quote that I ended up getting out of about a dozen companies was $59,000 because of claims. You know, if it's clean and it's a $3 million boat, you're probably looking at $35,000 or $36,000 if it doesn't have a bunch of losses in the last 5 years, because that's what they underwrite against.
Okay.
But you got $1 million in losses, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's head south. Speaking of traveling, let's travel down to Rancho Leonero in Baja East Cape Cod to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete, I guess. Well, it hasn't been our most stellar week, Pedro. It's been windy, and the water got mixed and cooled down a bunch. It was almost 90 degrees, as I mentioned last week. is down to about 81, 82 degrees and kind of mixed, and it hurt the fishing. It's been windy most days in the afternoon and kind of knocks down the chasing the tuna around outside under the porpoise. So most of the fishing's been inside. That said, you know, around the lighthouse, down Rincon and further south, they're picking up solitary tuna, nice tuna, you know, 20 to 40 pounders. But it's the occasional fish. Some nice Dorado midweek as well, some big bulls in the 30, 40-pound range. But most of it's been, you know, the rooster fishing continues to be very, very good. And everybody's dropping and going to the bottom, going inside. And it's been real, real good fishing on the bottom. A lot of pompano, a big barred pargo, some nice amberjack to 50 pounds, grouper as well. But all the action really has been inside this week. It hasn't been the stellar fishing that we've had the last 2.5 months. So almost to be expected. They can't all be great weeks, over.
No, that's for sure. And you know, you got some tropical storms down south and stuff. You worried about any of those, John?
No, you know, well, we got one that looks like maybe Wednesday or Thursday is going to come fairly close. But they're out right this time of year normally, heading west out in the Pacific, and we expect that to happen with this one. But this last one, I forget her name, really did turn the water up for us this last week and did hurt the fishing outside for sure. It's that time of year, you know. It's a stormy time of year.
But you know, sometimes it works for the positive, too. It brings up some new fish and new action and stuff like that. And certainly as we head into September, and my favorite month down at Rancho Leonero, October, good things to come, right?
Oh, yeah. This is just 1 week pause in the action. And like you said, a lot of times these storms really help the fishing a lot and warm up. This one just in particular really mixed it up. And there's patches of cold water and warm water and a little bumpy outside. So, like I say, this past week is just is past us now. We're going into the next week. And by the way, the fishing picked up a bunch yesterday. There was no wind, and they did get outside and picked up some tuna and a few more Dorado, too. So the fishing is improving as we speak.
Isn't that funny? We had a tough week of fishing up here, too. So maybe it's a cycle. And it's starting to turn around yesterday. So
it's that same storm that came up that made everything all humid up in San Diego as well and warmed things up. Same guy. And probably hurt your fishing, too. So I'm looking forward to a better week next week, Pete.
Sounds good, John. Well, if somebody wants to come down, book a trip to Rancho Leonero, a great place to go right now, great escape. How do we do that?
Thanks, amigo. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks for that report, and hopefully next week we'll be talking to you about fantastic fishing at Rancho Leonero.
Better fishing, for sure. Guys.
All right.
Appreciate
the report this morning. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, that brings up a question I have. Okay, let's say I'm traveling to Rancho Leonero, Bob.
Okay.
And I, for some reason, get sick down there, mm-hmm. and I have a temperature. Mm-hmm. And I can't get on. They won't allow me to get on the airplane.
Right.
What happens?
Well, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that one.
No, they actually will get you back home by any means necessary. In this particular case, you're going to have to get a private flight because there's no way they're going to let you on an airline, a commercial airline, with a temperature.
Right.
You know, I mean, if something really serious happened to you when you're down there, like let's say somebody had a heart attack or a stroke, broke a leg or something like that, you're probably going to end up at the Cabo San Lucas Hospital for them to at least stabilize you. But the nice thing about the travel insurance, it'll pay for your flight back home.
It will.
Yeah.
So if you're sick and you're denied boarding onto a commercial flight, your travel insurance would cover you.
Up to $250,000 in medevac on the plan that you have.
Yeah.
It's $250,000 in medevac and $50,000 in medical. So any expenses that are normally not covered are all reimbursable. $50,000 on the medical and $250,000 on the medevac.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
For sure.
We haven't had, you know, and talking about like medevac, the most expensive claim that I've seen was $131,000. And that's over the last several years. You know, you've got to be.
That's
out in the middle
ways
of nowhere.
Away.
Yeah.
So how far over the base of a $275 yearly plan, how far over that would Pete's cost? I mean, for what you just described, $250.
Yeah, so $275 for a 3,000 plan, yeah. But when you go to the 5,000 plan, it's $500.
There it is.
Yeah,
I mean, that's...
yeah, but you get, you know, 2.5 times more medical. You get, well, you get twice the medical. You
right.
get $250,000 Medibank instead of $100,000, plus the other benefits that come with it. But, you know, any of the annual plans that you choose, because they're a flat rate, they're not based on your age, they're usually a pretty darn good deal. So whether you're 18 or 100, it's all the same price.
Yeah.
No, you go per trip.
Medical conditions aren't taken into account. It's just a blanket cost.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because I have clients that go, well, look, is there? I just put a deposit on a trip. Should I get the insurance now, or should I wait until, you know, 6 months from now when I'm going? And well, here's the thing. If you buy the trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit, you get free pre-existing medical condition coverage for you or any family member that causes you to cancel a trip. And let me explain what pre-existing medical condition is. It's anything you've seen a doctor for in the last 120 days or changed the medication for. Now, I can tell you probably 90 or 95% of the people don't even need it. But I would still recommend, if you put a deposit on a trip, get your travel insurance. I mean, because if something comes up, at least we can get your deposit back for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So within 14 days, what if you have the annual policy?
Well, the annual policy works the same way in that, let's say that you put a deposit on a trip 6 months ago, but now you're buying an annual plan because you're planning on putting deposits on other trips. Any deposit you make after you have that plan is automatically covered for pre-existing condition.
Okay.
The one you put the deposit on 6 months ago,
it's not
going to be for pre-existing. It'll be for all the other 28 reasons it covers, though.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, 90 to 95% of the people don't have a pre-existing condition, but they might have a family member that has a pre-existing condition, maybe an older mother or father that they're concerned about.
That might interfere with the trip.
Yeah, and so, you know, if something like that happens, sure, they're going to get reimbursed on it. And if it happens to be, let's say that you buy a trip insurance policy and a family member gets in an accident and goes in the hospital, that's automatically covered. You don't have to buy it within 14 days. That's a whole new event.
Yeah, okay.
You know, or let's say that they had got the flu, okay? They didn't, you know, that's not a pre-existing condition. Or they got the COVID. You know, you're still going to get reimbursed.
Yeah.
Even if you bought it after
14 days.
So
if I buy the annual policy today, every trip I purchase through the rest of the 365 days will be covered.
Yeah, for all the
pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, a baseline of $275, why would you not? And then to get covered
travel
the way Pete is, and as much travel as you do, Pete, for $500 to be covered as deep as Pete is, I mean, that's a really, really killer deal.
It's excellent. And, you know, the plans that we have, we guarantee the lowest prices on all of them. So you can feel safe in buying one that, you know, you're going to get the best deal.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's jump back on the phones. All right, let's do it. Let's talk to Steven. Steven from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Hey, Bob, can I get a skunk rider on a travel policy in the event that I go out and I don't catch any fish?
Yeah, well, that would be not available.
Yeah. Don't we wish, right?
But seriously, guys, I'm calling this morning to kind of tout an event that's coming up. I know that with great weather, we all wish we could be going to a nice fundraiser to sit with our angling buddies and take a chance at winning some wonderful prizes, etc. So CCA San Diego has come up with a plan for a virtual fundraiser. So our generous sponsors have provided us with a plethora of wonderful, wonderful prizes. And we're going to hold an online membership drive and silent auction / raffle program. It's going to run from the 31st of this month until the 5th of September. And we're right now beta testing the system, so you won't see it up yet, but it will be accessible through ccacalifornia.org. And the deal is, a lot of guys that usually sign up for CCA at the Fred Hall shows didn't get that chance this year in San Diego. So there's a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds of people, that would have signed up there that haven't had an opportunity. So to help us with that, we're putting together this program. For a $50 buy-in, you'll get an annual membership to CCA, and you'll get 5 raffle tickets valued at $20 each. Then you'll be able to buy additional tickets at $20 each, and there'll be premium side raffles for a $100 buy-in or a $300 buy-in or a $500 buy-in. So this is a way that we hope that we can generate the funds that we need to keep fighting for our fishing rights and give people an opportunity to stay in CCA and have a heck of a lot of fun in the process.
All right, so we can access through ccacalifornia.org. All the details will be there when you have it up.
Yeah, it's not up yet. We're in beta testing, but it's coming soon. And once we get there, I want the people to go ahead and share it on Facebook and help us get the word out that this is going on. And let's spike our membership back up, and let's put some money in CCA coffers.
All right. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate the call this morning.
Yeah,
all
awesome.
Right. May the fish be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, Stephen. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Bob Dawson. All this insurance stuff, good information. I'm loving it. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. When we're talking about offshore fishing, when we're talking about tuna fishing, especially when we're talking about long-range fishing, there's one reel you must have in your arsenal.
Let me guess. Talica.
That's it. Yeah. And the Talica line, so variable. From the 8, the 10, the 12, the 16, the 20, the 25, and the 50. Everything is covered in that range. You want to catch a giant tuna? Get the 50. Bob, what's your favorite size Talica reel?
I love the 12. I've got two 12s and two 20s because everything I buy for myself, I buy it for my son Joe as well.
Okay.
So, you know, you could, but I tell you, here's a beauty that I like about them. Now, I use a drag scale. I'm not so good like a crew member that I can go 30-pound line. I set my drags at 30% of the breaking strength of any pound that I use. So in 30-pound line, I'm setting it at 9 pounds. I have a drag scale. I know it's at 9 pounds. I don't lose fish because I didn't set it correctly or I pulled on it thinking I know more than a crew member. Now, you could get a captain or a crew member to pull on it, and they could probably set it for 9 pounds.
But that Talica sticks. It stays.
It stays, man.
Yeah.
See, on some of the reels that I have that are not...
They lose it. But, Talica is absolutely the finest lever drive reel ever made. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having a fun time. And, hey, we have the catch report right ahead of us, and the report today is sponsored by Fish, sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros at Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers at the amazing Pokey Kit also at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
I might add, too, that that Pokey Kit is also available at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay and Dana Landing
in
Mission
Bay, too. Wow. Hey, so if you want that Pokey Kit, which is phenomenal, you can
so
get it.
So if you're launching there right there at Dana Landing, you can pick it up.
Pick it up.
I like it.
Oh, those tuna burgers, those are over the top.
Oh, yeah, the tuna burgers?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm telling you, you want a really healthy meal that takes like 2 minutes per side to cook, get those tuna burgers from Fisherman's Processing.
Oh, yeah.
They are unbelievable.
Yeah, keep them in the freezer, just pop them in, boom.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
You have lunch or dinner.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds delicious.
Let's talk to Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wolf Sport Fishing. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
Good. Is that water warmed up?
Finally, yeah, finally we're seeing some warm water. Gosh, you know, we had some wind on Tuesday that knocked it down a little bit again, but 71 degrees yesterday, just about everywhere, you know, above our harbor, below the harbor, so it's certainly good. We've had some really good current here along the coast, too. Gosh, some ripping downhill current, which has kind of helped push that warm water around as well. So things are certainly starting to straighten out. We're happy to see that. It's, you know, made for some good half-day fishing. Half-day fishing has primarily been targeting that calico bass. You know, we've had some spots of smaller bonito along some hard bottom edges and some kelp and stuff like that in the half-day range, which has, been a good alternative to that bass. Down the beach a little bit there in our three-quarter day zone there, like barn kelp, yellowtail kelp off the Pendleton right there. Same good bass fishing. You know, it's been the norm down there. Man, that big yellowtail that's been down there, it's just been tormenting us with you know, it's all been a really good show up, boiling around in the chum and stuff like that. But again, you know, it's reluctant to eat a bait. We've hooked a few, but, you know, just dabby fish breaking us off in the kelp. Some barracuda, bonito, and sheephead have been, the standard filler fish on the three-quarter day trips right now. And, you know, earlier in the week with that colder water, you know, we did have to kind of lean on that rockfish a little bit to send the people home with some fish on that three-quarter day trip. But out off the beach, at the islands, you know, I'll tell you, Catalina has been pretty darn good. You know, the yellowtail coming from there right now have been good range in size, like 12 to 30 pound fish. The Lexi, which is a small little four pack boat that runs out of our landing, it's a sweet little Anderson. Captain Christian's been over there quite a few days this week, and he's had solid scores for his passengers. 10, 14, 20 fish days over there for him on that yellowtail. And a lot of that bonito roaming around just about every spot on the back of the island there. As you can imagine, it's pretty busy the last couple of days with, that tuna that was between the islands kind of drying out. All those boats kind of filtered back in and filled in over there as well. And then over at Clemente, the Fury, he's had phenomenal yellowtail fishing over there too. You know, again, with that tuna being tight and nothing biting, he's been over there. Friday over there, Marcus had 61 yellows for his overnight group. Again, it's that same grade, 12 to 30 pound fish, and he had 19 of those fish yesterday. So along with that yellowtail, the calico bass, bonito, whitefish, and barracuda have all been in his counts as well. So just starting to see those things shape up a little bit. You know, there's been some yellowfin along our little stretch of the beach too on the dolphin that some of the skiffs are getting on. We haven't made a cast on any of our trips, but some guys coming in reporting a lot of that going down too. So good to see some options, things starting to kind of perk up here a little bit. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing. Our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Click on that Dana Wharf banner ad. That'll take you to our website. Fury has his September schedule up as well. So all that info is available online or by calling our office.
Very good. Yeah. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. It's summertime.
And it sounds like good times ahead with a downhill current and 71-degree water.
Finally, yes. Downhill current, right?
Right?
Yeah, glad to have it. Hey, appreciate the report and good things to come as we head into the best part of the season here in Southern California. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you then. See you later.
All right. Hey, yeah. While we wait for Gundy Gunderson to continue our catch report, I want to remind you, be sure to check out Western Outdoor News. Of course, every other week, printed, every other week, digital. This week's a digital week. And, of course, they have the results of that Western Outdoor News San Diego Tuna Tournament last week. And a lot more great information on the digital edition, which is really cool. Free. It comes with your subscription to Western Outdoor News. So subscribe to Western Outdoor News. Get the paper every other week and get the digital edition every week, and you're on.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John calling from Los Alamitos. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Good morning, guys. My question's for Bob. I got a surgery coming up, and I don't know when it is. And if I go see my grandkids in Colorado, if that date comes up on the travel date, is that insured?
Yeah, if you so you already know you got a pre-existing condition, so either you already have a plan into effect, so it automatically be covered, or if you put a deposit on a trip, you want to try to get that insurance within that first 14 days, so you have the pre-existing condition coverage for free.
And then you'd be covered.
And then you'd be covered, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. But if you didn't buy either the annual plan or the insurance before you booked the trip and if 14 days lags, then you're not covered.
No, you're not going to be covered for a pre-existing. Yeah, because they'd be buying a claim. They already know you're going in for some type of surgery.
Right.
You know, on a possible date you're taking the trip. So, yeah, that would not be covered unless you already had one into effect. So I think probably the main thing, you know, if you put a deposit on a trip, get the trip insurance. You're going to feel a lot better if you have it. You're going to get your money back and get your deposit back. And if you buy it, like I said, within the first 14 days, you get that pre-existing condition coverage for free. Most people don't need it. I'd say 90 to 95% don't even need it.
That's what the insurance company's counting on.
Yeah, that's right.
Make all their money.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great. What's happening?
Oh man, it's just I'd say summer stride. You know, we're just catching lots of species. The Corbina bite is probably the highlighter. But just lots of other species, a little spurt of white sea bass in there, and even had a big giant 3-pound perch somehow. So it's a good week.
Ooh,
something to consider with the heat wave was a lot of beach crowds over the weekend. So, you know, you might want to focus later, earlier, or during the week, you know, while we got this little heat wave going. But it's good for the Corbina bite. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action all week. Goleta Beach has been a hot spot for a while, continues to kick out fish. They're also making the catches at Graveyard, Beach Beach, East Beach, the Sandbar at the Harbor Mouth. Lots of fish in the 18 to 28-inch range with a few better models. I think 34 inches was the top one there. The bite's been hot on cut anchovy and cut sardine. Some of the guys are trap rigging, using a whole bait and a trap rig with that little stinger on the back, and that's a good way to keep those shorts off. And maybe get a better one. Easy limits on barred perch up there, too. Smaller fish, but good fishing on the perch on the gulp bait. Wiley's reported several legal white sea bass taken off the beach there. A 35, a 34-inch fish were taken off Malibu beaches on a swim bait. And then a little further up north, a 30-inch fish was taken on a whole shrimp, which is not normally, you know, what you'd get one on. But when they're in there, they'll eat, and that's what worked for them. The bite on the reef's also been good for those guys. Calico bass, sand bass, halibut, yellowfin, croaker, sargo, mostly short sea bass, a few legals, all mixed in. Pescador, Matador, Nicholas, good beaches. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported good halibut action off Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach. You have to weed through some shorts, and that's a place, you know, that's where you want to use a little bigger bait. But they have that fish to 30 inches there. Drop shot, zoom, flukes. A hot bait for those guys. Surprise of the week, a 3-pound, 2-ounce barred perch. Maybe you made a wrong turn at Albuquerque or something. That's normally a perch you'd find up north. That's a heck of a fish. Ketchum Tackle reported good Corbina action this week. All along Newport beaches, a shop regular took a 2-pounder and a 3-pounder there off river jetties on softshell crab. The stretch from the pier, the wedge, also good. Hogan's and Dana Point. Reported a spurt of bonita fishing this week. In and around the harbor, the hot spot's been the short jetty there, and they're catching fish inside the harbor and outside the harbor, mostly 1 to 2 pound fish, but a few kickers to 3 and castmasters, crocodiles, mega baits, working bass. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported very good corbina fishing during the week. The bite got a little tough, like I said, over the weekend with all the folks in the heat wave. But that Army, Navy, South Carlsbad area has been really good. And then their top halibut this week was a 33-inch fish, and they also checked in a 35-inch white sea bass, both taken near Ponto on metallic sardine 110 flash minnows. So very good fishing. Nice broad spread of fish, and I like the idea of the bonita too being around. That's kind of
I agree with you, Gundy. I mean, it actually brings back childhood memories catching 1 to 2 pound bonito from the jetties, man.
Yeah, for sure. Great report, Gundy Gunderson, surf crew extraordinaire, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys have a nice fishing week.
Yeah, right, a lot of good stuff. All right, hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Bob Dawson, more from your calls when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.